The thing bowled him over as it scuttled away, tearing up the corridor and out of sight. Riddle scrambled to his feet, looking after it. He raised his wand, but the huge boy leapt on him, seized his wand, and threw him back down, yelling, "No!" The scene whirled. The darkness became complete. Harry felt himself falling, and with a crash, he landed, spread-eagled on his four-poster in the Gryffindor dormitory, Riddle's diary lying open on his stomach. Before he had had time to regain his breath, the dormitory door opened, and Ron came in. "There you are," he said. Harry sat up. He was sweating and shaking. "What's up?" said Ron, looking at him with concern.
"It was Hagrid, Ron. Hagrid opened the Chamber of Secrets 50 years ago."